It is Monday morning. It is 7:45. We check in with our good friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Glass. How we doing, bud?
We're good. The Colts made me angry. That's okay, though. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be angry.
Well, you know, you said it well. There's a difference between a good loss and a bad loss, and this one did stink.
It did, and they did too many good things for too much of the game, Joe, but it is that classic coachism. If you don't play 60 minutes, bad things can happen, and they don't hand out trophies for 55-minute champions. And the Colts played really well for 55 minutes, but we'll get to them next hour. I'm tired of them from this hour. Give me some happy news from the weekend on the high school beat. The first state finals appearance for North Tennis. Gave it a great effort, Joe, but fell a little short. But I don't think they'd trade that season in for anything else. Get us all caught up on a very busy weekend here last weekend.
Well, I tell you, we're going to start with cross-country and back-to-back regional titles for Justin Helmer, 7th-ranked North Cougs, taking care of business down at the B&L Hill course and defending her regional individual title, Grace Williams winning in 1836. Quality depth Saturday behind Grace and teammates Alexa Gebhardt, 6th, Kendall Schultz, who was 7th, and Maya Haggerty, who was 8th. All 7 Lady Cougar runners finished in the top 20. Congrats out to Justin Helmer's crew. Number 21 South finished 2nd with Adora Galuska. Finishing 2nd, Madison McMullen was 4th for Samantha Ginther's Purple and White. Edgewood was 7th, but running to the Saturday semi-state this weekend over at Brown County, Paige Abel and Kaylee Meyer. Conference Indiana individual champion Drew Warren turned the tables on Edgewood sectional champ Austin Haskett over the weekend, winning in 16:09. Haskett did finish 3rd and qualified for the semi-state. Charlie Worthen's maroon and gold wound up 3rd, by the way. Larry Williams, sectional champion South Panthers, were 2nd to team champion Terre Haute South. The 22nd-ranked Panthers placed 5 in the top 20. They were paced by his sophomore Ian Shaw, running a 2nd straight week very competitively. He was 6th overall. And Jack Gillard, the highest-finishing freshman for the Panthers, he finished 10th. A nice race there for Jack. Well, all good things come to an end, and it took the state's top-ranked and unbeaten tennis squad, the Carmel Greyhounds, to end a fantastic season for the North Cougs of Ken Heidinger. After beating South Bend St. Joe in the quarterfinals and making the Final Four, Carmel dealt North a 5-0 setback in the semifinals, the 12th-ranked Cougars. 14-match winning streak snap, finishing the year 20-2 and earning the fellas third-place medals. And guest tomorrow night on Sports Talk live from Yogi's at 6. It'll be a night of celebration for the maroon and gold, as also dropping by will be Justin Helmer's regional cross-country champions and a night of maroon and gold celebration there. Well, something they can pick back up on next September, and that's 18 straight Conference Indiana wins and 3 straight titles. Mission accomplished Friday for Coach Moe's 4th-ranked South Panthers, pitching a defensive gem in that 28-0 shutout to close out 7-0 for a 2nd straight year as CI champions. Gabe Johnson's defense held Perry Meridian to 149 total yards. Chris Bamba, electric again, a career night with 3 touchdown catches, 127 yards from Gavin Yeski. Luke Jager caught 11 balls, 2nd most in Panther history in a single game. South now has won 7 straight since that season-opening loss. The 5A sectional bye before they defend and shoot for its 3rd consecutive sectional championship. They'll be playing the Cougars at North a week from Friday. The Cougars, what might have been. 1st and goal at the 1 with 27 seconds left the other night and couldn't get it in. Losing the heartbreaker to Terre Haute South 27-21, ending winless for the regular season. But, as you know, now everyone's 0-0 in a couple of weeks when the 5A teams reassemble. South will reassemble, and they'll play North at Martin Memorial. Of course, those two got together in week 4, and South won it 49-0. Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs open the 4A postseason Friday night. They'll be hosting Boonville, a 5-4 club coached by former Bill Mallory tight end Darren Ward. The Mustangs scored first the other night, but lost its eighth of the year, 39-7 to west of Vigo. Our coverage begins 7 o'clock with Chalk Talk on Friday night, and the kick will be at 7:30. John Callahan, Dave Novak describing the action there. Well, a sour end of the postseason for South Sectional champs in Jasper last week, no question. Evansville Memorial getting the wins. Kevin Sparks, sixth-ranked Panthers, tough 4-2 penalty kick losers, and the girls beaten 3-1 in the regional semifinal. But still, outstanding campaigns for both Ian Rickerby's and Kevin Sparks' crew, and plenty of firepower left for deeper runs in 2017. Elsewhere, volleyball postseason begins later this week. City Schools playing down at East Central. South, who's 20-11, will play Shelbyville on Thursday night. The Panthers beat Morrisville on Seniors Night, wrapping up another 20-win season, the fourth time in the last 5 years that Eugene Kim's crew has been able to do that. Disney Brownenburg's Cougars of North. Boy, they're playing well. They beat or will play East Central Saturday in one of two semifinals. North won its 22nd of the year, sweeping B&L over the weekend. And Misty Edwards, Edgewood Mustangs, will play Brown County Saturday over at Sullivan, finishing with its 13th win, very impressively, winning a five-setter from 23-game winner and defending sectional champion Northview. That was the first win over the Knights in volleyball in 13 years. Kendall Souter had 12 kills, 32 assists. Abby Brinniger with 24 digs, and Malia Shockney had 13 kills. Well, it's a Monday, which means In the Zone, David Glass and your phone calls at 6. In the Red Zone from 7 until 7:45, ahead of tonight's Monday night matchup on the airwaves as Arizona will welcome in the New York Jets. Kickoff set for 8:30 here on the airwaves.
And we'll have, how long is that, 6 to 7:45? That's about 105 minutes, Joe. We'll talk plenty of football tonight. Obviously, Hoosier homecoming on Saturday. If you'd have told me Indiana would outscore Nebraska 22-10 over the final three quarters before the game started on Saturday, I would have thought the Hoosiers would have had more than a good chance to win that football game, Joe. But a tough first quarter, you got to play again. That comes back to that theme of all 60 minutes. Indiana gave it a good fight. I think what I took out of that game was Indiana didn't have their best, Joe, and they were in it all the second half. So it's getting better, but as Coach Wilson mentioned in the post game, it's got to turn into wins. Nobody cares how well you play. You've got to win football games at this level.
Well, the offense just falling short here for the second consecutive week. You know, we're running up against Northwestern, who has found stride now on the road.
Saturday
at noon up at Ryan Field. But, Justin Jackson had 188 yards rushing. Indiana Glass has carried the ball 70 times now for 187 yards totally.
In the last
6 yards
two
and
games.
One touchdown.
Now,
and that's in the last two games.
Let's
you gotta
preface
run the
that.
Doggone, you got to run the doggone football, and I think things turn. It was a one-possession game entering the fourth quarter. Tony Fields comes up. What's he do? He gets you an interception. You're trailing 17-15, and then what happens? Three and out.
Yep, and I got to remember, Joe, and it's hard to do, but we have to. The back-to-back top 10 opponents should be good. They should have good defense. It shouldn't be easy for Indiana, and that's what they faced the last 2 weeks. Northwestern, 54-40 winners at East Lansing over Michigan State. Michigan State's most points they've given up in a very long time up there. It looks like Indiana ruined their season back a little bit earlier this month. They have gone in the toilet bowl since then. Well, I guess Wisconsin started all that. But, again, playing Nebraska and playing Ohio State back-to-back weeks, it shouldn't be easy. So if you can't move the ball as much as you'd like, but I agree, it's got to get better, Joe, and maybe it opens up a little bit this weekend.
I mean, you got to get more than 88 and 99 yards, respectively. I'm sorry.
And you can't give the ball away. And only one penalty, and there you go. So
well, that's the other thing, too. We've played six games in four of the six games, we've had multi-takeaway games turned in by the defensive unit of Tom Allen. And then we throw in the special teams. They did their job. Nice punt return by Mitchell Page, a safety. But, boy,
there it is, Joe. I said this last Wednesday. It's Indiana football till it's not Indiana football.
Right.
You block a punt. Instead of it staying in the end zone for 6 points, it goes out for two. You can just, hey, there's a pass. Marcelino Ball jumps up with great coverage, you know, gets a hand in the guy's face. It gets deflected 10 times. It's a 45-yard gain instead of an incompletion. There's plays here and there. There's a holding call that's not called. The guy goes 72 yards for a touchdown. Until you get over that and beat it, that's what it is. And that's the frustrating part right now.
Yeah, it is a little frustrating.
That's all right, though. It's on the right track. We both know that. We'll talk more about it at 8:45.
All righty, my friend.
Joe Smith time at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy for a Monday. How you doing, Glass Man?
Just great. I couldn't be happier. Sun's out. It's going to be nice and warm today.
All week almost.
Yeah. Right? I'm not going to be mad at the Colts anymore. I got it off my chest. I'm good.
Yeah, you know. But it is what it is.
I'll get some more charcoal in the fire for 6 o'clock. Don't worry.
Once I would imagine.
Once I go back and watch it, I'll be. But again, we'll get to that tonight in the zone 6 to 7:45. Busy weekend for the Cream and Crimson. We talked a little football last break. We'll talk a little bit more this break as well. Hoosiers putting up a good fight, playing two really good teams on back to back weeks. Joe, a pair of top 10 teams. Not a lot to show for it in the wins and loss category, but in an overall general feeling, it doesn't feel as bad as it looks, and that's a good thing. But we've got some other top performers from the Hoosier camp, and Amy Burberry, Soccer Hoosiers, what a weekend they had.
Well, I tell you, you can see the growth, the confidence, and the recent play from Amy Burberry's IU Women's Soccer Hoosiers. It kind of bears truth to what I'm talking about. After upsetting, as you know, 17th-ranked Ohio State on the road last Thursday, its first win in Columbus in 14 years, the Hoosiers stayed on the road, went over to College Park, Maryland, and locked down the Terrapins 1-0 Sunday, completing a perfect conference weekend, its first such two-game conference stretch in 3 years. More importantly, you know, Indiana's sole possession now of eighth place. Why is that key? Well, with two to play, and one of them's against Purdue this Saturday night, the top eight make the conference tournament. Sarah Lamadou had three saves yesterday. That was her fourth shutout of the year. And redshirt senior Marissa Borski put one in, headed it in in the 34th minute Sunday, and that was certainly enough as the Indiana defense went to work. Megan Scott, a young freshman who continues to get better, and this is the bright news. A lot of freshmen are really stepping up and contributing here, and Scott is a prime example of that. She had the assist on Marissa's header yesterday against the Terrapins. Up next is the Golden Boot game. That'll be Saturday night in West Lafayette, Indiana. Over the 500 mark now, the women in soccer, 4-3-2 in the league, 7-7-3 overall. Well, mentioning soccer, the 7th-ranked Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley drew with Ohio State on the road Saturday 2-2. Indiana 2-0-4 now. Maryland has already clinched the regular season crown, its second outright title in 3 years. And the Hoosier Booters, well, they need wins. And they couldn't get this one against a team that was 4-9-1, or is, going into this week of play, the Buckeyes. The Hoosiers got the equalizer in the 83rd minute the other day from Billy McConnell, but couldn't stick him in. They had some opportunities in overtime, and the ball just wouldn't go in the net. Indiana stays on the road and plays at Wisconsin on Friday. Well, after beating 10th-ranked Michigan on Friday on the road, Amanda Janney's Field Hockey Hoosiers had a little momentum. They took it and stayed in Michigan, went over to Michigan State, and then lost. Yesterday, 1-0. Noelle Roeder had 9 saves in goal, but the Hoosiers just couldn't find any offense in field hockey either Sunday. They fell to 3-3 in the league. They're 8-8 overall. The loss puts Indiana and Michigan State now together. 5th place, Indiana will host Ohio State Friday on Seniors Day. And the good news here, the Hoosiers win, they'll clinch their second consecutive trip to the Big Ten Championships next month. After beating Rutgers Friday night, the Hoosier volleyballers of Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan had a little momentum, but they had to face 10th-ranked Penn State on Saturday night at UGM and lost in 3. The Nittany Lions haven't lost any in the Big Ten. They're 8-0, Indiana dropping to 2-6 with trips to Illinois and Northwestern this weekend. Senior Taylor Lebo had 9 digs. She is now the 13th player to reach the 1,000 career digs milestone, 1,003 and counting currently for Taylor going into this two-game road swing over to Illinois. Well, mentioning Illinois, that's where Kevin Wilson's Hoosiers will be Friday night and then Saturday. An early game, Ryan Field against The Northwestern Wildcats, who all of a sudden have woken up after an 0-2 start, they're now 3-3 on the years, but they've won three of their last four and putting up some big points, 54 on Michigan State on the road. And remember, they also beat Iowa at Kinnick Stadium, so they are 2-1 in league play. We go down and list some check pluses. Well, the special teams did its part the other day, blocked a punt, doggone thing, rolled out of the end zone, and it was a safety if it had stayed in. Chase Dutra would have, had the football for a touchdown. That being said, Mitchell Page's 39-yard punt return set up some things and a touchdown in the third quarter. And so the defense, well, did it do its part? Yeah. It held Nebraska 10 points and 112 yards below their season averages on Saturday. But Indiana's offense fell short as the defense came up with a couple of picks, but the Hoosier offense could score only 3 points off of that. Case in point, too, first possession entering the fourth quarter in a tight ball game, 17-15. Tony Fields picked off a ball, but then the Hoosier offense 3-and-out. Then, Nebraska had some luck along the way on Saturday. They next play, boom, 72 yards the other way after the Hoosiers gave up a 3rd and 19 on that particular, or 3rd and 9, excuse me, on that particular play. But the defense going in now after six games, four of them been multi-takeaway games, heck, 11 turnovers in the six games, and the Hoosiers have scored 26 points off of those takes. But that said, only three rushing touchdowns. Yes, the quality has been high the last 2 weeks, but Indiana's rushing offense, 88 and 99, and that's 187. Justin Jackson had 188 rushing the ball for Northwestern on Saturday in that lopsided win they had against Michigan State. And Clayton Thorson, he's a force, 281 yards, three touchdowns, and one of the top receivers in the league, if not the best wide receiver, Austin Carr. So the Hoosier defense will be tested once again, but we'll have to see if we can maybe even things up with some offensive production. Let's hope so as Indiana tries to snap a two-game league losing streak. Noon, Big Ten Network on Saturday. Don't forget In the Zone, David Glass, and your phone calls kick off a big Monday night of, conversation, plus the Monday night game in the Red Zone, 7 until 7:45, Arizona. Hosting the New York Jets kickoff tonight at 8:30.
There you go, Smitteroo. And here's the other issue with it. If the teams are going to keep stacking the box against IU, they're going to have to find a way to throw it as well. You need that balance that Coach Johns and Coach Wilson always talk about. And that's it. And again, two top 10 teams back-to-back weeks. Now you get a team who's about as confident as you can get. Northwestern, they won at Iowa. Northwestern, they won at Michigan State. But this is the same Northwestern team that lost to Illinois State in Western Michigan earlier in the year. I know Western Michigan is ranked now. So they've had a kind of a roller coaster type season. I don't think the defense that allowed 40 points to Michigan State will be as stout, perhaps, as the one we've seen with Nebraska and Ohio State. No, let's not. And that should open up some doors.
They don't have the personnel. No.
Again, Hoosiers, rub of the green, not on their side either. Two defenders run into each other, boom, 72-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that was too bad.
Ball bounces 16 times.
That came on a 3rd and 9,
Guy laying on his back down the sideline, sure, why not? Juggle it 3 times and hold on and catch it. Indiana blocks a punt, goes out for safety, doesn't stay in the end zone and get recovered for a touchdown. It's just you got to break it by breaking it. That's the only way you can do it. And they need some better quarterback play. They need some better line play. And, again, defense is doing their part, and that's exciting to see.
Yeah, it sure is. And, the stats tell the tale, but you can see the fight and determination and the confidence from this defensive unit. So, you're exactly right. I've got to get the run and the pass equalized and get things back in order on Saturday.
All
this will be a nice road win for against Northwestern.
Got to win these. Makes life a little bit easier.
Yeah, you do.
Got to start winning a few of these on the road. All right, good stuff as always, my friend. We thank you for your time, and we'll get caught up with you tomorrow night live at Yogi's.
Sounds good. We'll have, of course, Ken Heidinger, the Final Four Tennis Cougars, and Justin Helmer's two-time now regional cross-country champion girls. They're getting ready to go to the Sema State this weekend over in Brown County.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night, my friend.
All righty, see you. Have a good week.